The flying of a Confederate flag outside a Delaware museum will change the flavor of a unique political tradition known as Return Day. We hear from WHYY's Chris Barish.
Return Day occurs 2 days after Election Day. Opponents traditionally ride together in a parade using personal vehicles or horse-drawn carriages provided by the Marvel Carriage Museum. The parade ends with the literal burying of a hatchet in the center of Georgetown as a sign of unity. But the Sussex County Town's $25,000 grant this year to the museum opened up old wounds. Outside the museum, the rebel flag flies above a 12-foot granite monument dedicated to local veterans of the Confederate Army during the Civil War.
The Confederate flag comes with a lot of baggage that we don't want our folks associating themselves with, or would prefer if they weren't associating themselves with.
That's Democratic Party Director Travis Williams. A party resolution urges members not to ride on museum-provided carriages until, at the very least, the museum moves the flag indoors. Democratic State Senator Tizzy Lockman, who is black, said she agrees.
To support and partner with an institution that is doing something that I think flies in the face of many of our own constituents' rights and interests is not something that we should do.
Democratic Senator Laura Sturgeon, who is white, said she plans to attend Return Day, but definitely won't use a museum carriage because of the flag.
That flag should just not be on display outside because of the incredible pain that it causes people to have to see it and what it stands for.
The Georgetown Historical Society, which runs the museum, did not respond. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.